Good morning, everyone. In one more week, and we will be entering into the month of July. And July, August, summertime is also very busy time for the Buddhist temples with their Obon observances, Bon services and Bon dances. It seems like only yesterday that we welcomed in a new year, but half of that year has already gone by. I don't think I'm the only one who feels time truly flies by so fast. For your information, following are some Obon events for the next 2 years. Wahiawa Honganji's Bon dance is June 21st and 22, which is last night and tonight. Next weekend, June 28th and 29th, is Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuin's Bon dance nights. And July 5 and 6, the Moilili Honganji is having his Bon dance. Following the successful event last year, Moilili Honganji is again hosting the Bon dance event with other organizations in the community to make it a truly community summer festivities. Indeed, Hawaii's unique summer Obon season has begun. There will be Bon dances held every weekend, sometime, somewhere in Hawaii until the end of August. You are all welcome to any of these enjoyable summer events. Now, radio listeners, how has this half a year been for you so far? Has it been nice to you, or have you been nice to the days that had gone by? We have had many happy and wonderful, memorable events during the past half year. I remember an old Issei old-timer once told me a long time ago. He said that any parties that we have from the New Year's to the Obon can be considered Shinnen Enkai, or New Year's party. Any parties that enjoy from Obon up to the end of the year is Bonenkai, or end of the year party. So, enjoy yourself. Hawaii has long Shinnenkai and Bonenkai season. Well, joking aside, that may be one way of looking at all sorts of parties and get-togethers. But our life is not always consistence of parties and having good times. Buddhism refers to this world of ours as Saha world, which means things don't always go the way we want them to go. Things we encounter in life are sometimes happy and meaningful, as well as painful and troublesome. So, as we say in Hawaii, that's why hard. For me, a memorable event took place last Sunday, June 16, at Moi'ili'ili Honganji. A unique service was held at the temple, to which some of you radio listeners might have attended. It was a ceremony to welcome back newly refurbished temple altar items, namely the Gokuden, Shumiden, Shumidang, and the statue of Amida Buddha. November of last year, Moilili Honganji had craftsmen from Japan Memorial Company to come to the temple to dismantle and ship Gokuden and Shumidang, the temple altar structure which the statue of Buddha is enshrined, and sent together with the statue of Buddha to Japan for refurbishing. Therefore, the ceremony held last Sunday was officially welcome back all these beautifully refurbished items to the temple. When the present Mo'ili'ili Hongan-ji Temple was held, built and dedicated in 1960, the entire set of altar items was purchased from Japan and enshrined in the altar. It's been over 50 years since the new altar was dedicated, and the Hawaiian salty breeze and other conditions caused some damages to these delicate altar ornaments. So the temple leaders had decided to do a huge refurbishing job now so that we will be able to assemble in the temple and have a beautiful service for the next 10 or 15 years at least and beyond. It was a big undertaking, which I congratulate Mo'ili'ili Hongan-ji membership for moving forward with the project. For the rededication service, all former Mo'ili'ili Hongan-ji ministers and their spouses were invited. Also, former Kyodan presidents were acknowledged for their leadership role. After the service, a mochimaki was held to celebrate this auspicious event. Mochimaki, or scattering of small mochis for the congregation, is a kind of a traditional way of celebrating a happy occasion, and it was befitting the occasion enjoyed by all who attended. After a lunch, a kieshiki, or the affirmation rites, officiated by the Bishop Eric Matsumoto and assisted by the ministers of Hongan-ji districts, were held in front of the newly rededicated temple altar. It was an occasion that both my wife and I enjoyed participating, meeting with some older members to renew our acquaintances, who were also an enjoyable part of the event. It was, as we often say, once in a lifetime event that could not be repeated again. We often use this expression, quote and unquote, once in a lifetime, to emphasize the significance of a certain event. And it is true that the event will never be repeated again forever. But in reality, our everyday existence is also once in a lifetime experience. Our everyday experience is something that we cannot relive again forever. Our life keeps on going forward, and nothing can be duplicated exactly the way it once had been. The principle of impermanence teaches us that life is constantly moving, and nothing remains static and permanent forever. Because things are impermanent, we have no idea exactly what will happen in our life. Needless to say, we may have some inkling of what might happen, but we can never be absolutely certain, unless, like the popular movies of 1980s, you go back to the future and live there. Impermanence is neither good or bad. It is true that impermanence is real, existing reality of life. The important thing is whether we go through life thoroughly being aware of this principle of impermanence and thereby understand and appreciate our life as they unfold before us, or simply unaware of the true reality of life and go through life grumbling, cursing, and in pain. Everything is impermanent and every moment precious, so we should savor this momentary existence in deep appreciation and reflections. How wonderful would it be if we can, in this world of uncertainty, recite the name of Amida Buddha, that is infinite wisdom and boundless compassion, and with constant reflection in our hearts, continue the journey of life. This is indeed wonderful benefit of Namo Amida Butsu or Nembutsu way of life, that is the life of gratitude, as compared with miserable life of floundering in the darkness of ignorance, unaware of the true reality of life. In this world of changes, let us not swayed by groundless superstitious belief, but set our life in the direct course to the life of enlightenment in the pure land of Amida Buddha. May you all awaken to the wonderful light and life of Amida Buddha and continue the journey of life the rest of this year and beyond with the genuine appreciation of life and the gratitude and infinite wisdom and boundless compassion. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu.